Good afternoon, and welcome to another spring edition of Keys to the Game here on WEHC, Emory and Wise FM. We hope you've had a fantastic Monday. My name is Nick Brown, and I am joined alongside former Emory and Henry wide receiver Anthony Smith Jr. and the associate head football coach of your Wasps, Josh Wellenhofer. Coach, thank you for taking your time to sit down with us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, Coach, it's officially game week in the springtime. Are the players chomping at the bit to once again compete in front of a crowd?
Oh, I would say so. I mean, it's always good to have something at the end, you know, the rainbow. You know, the guys have been working hard, and, you know, they're going to have 14 practices in going into this last game. And it's just an opportunity to compete, you know, and show themselves in front of their family and their friends. And it's a great environment. You know, Emory and Henry has a great environment of people that come out and love football here. So anytime they get to strap it up in front of their fans, you know, they're going to be excited to go and ready to show what they got.
And Coach, this week is game week, but we're in the spring instead of the fall. Does this week's preparation for the game look similar to what it is in the fall, or is there any changes in how you guys prepare for the game coming up on Saturday?
Well, you know, in the spring, you're not practicing, you know, every day like you do in the fall. In the fall, you got Monday is our off day, as you know, and then we practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and get ready for the game on Saturday. You know, in the spring, you do have some days where you have off that you're not practicing every single day of the week like you would during the regular season. But as in the drills that they're doing, the preparation that we're doing, you know, we're getting everything ready to resemble like it would on game week. You know, this week at practice, we're going to try to touch base in the different aspects of the game, which we have not, you know, officially hit yet, you know, short yardage, goal line, working on that stuff. We've worked on third downs. You know, you try to make sure that you hit every element of the game that you might encounter that you might face on that Saturday. So the biggest thing is just going back through all the situations we've had through the spring and making sure that we hit on everything.
What do you got coaches doing to prepare for the game event? It's essentially, you know, you're not really preparing for another team yourself. So how are you guys treating that in the locker room?
Well, we're telling the guys, you know, number one, it's a great opportunity to compete. You know, Emory and Henry's not trying to beat Emory and Henry. Emory and Henry's trying to get better, you know, but at the same time, we want to go out and we want to compete and we want to, you know, show the guys and the audience and the fans and everybody, you know, what we've been doing this off season. You know, to get ready, you know, it's a mindset for them. You know, you don't want to go out there and not do well, you know, but you try to teach them, hey, we're going to put you in situations where controlled situations, you know, we might have a, you know, the ones versus the ones. And then we might do a section where it's the ones versus the twos and let guys get out there and, you know, show off against each other and see who's competing better against other people in certain spots. And just seeing, you know, where this thing could take us. You know, we'll have some kicking situations, you know, if it's a fourth down and, you know, we're within field goal distance, we might put the field goal team out there. If it's fourth down, we got to punt the football, you know, we'll bring the punt team out, you know, but it's a great opportunity for us to go through a controlled script where, you know, we know what we're going to get from the defense knows what they're going to get the offense. They go out there, compete. Depending on the situation, you know, we'll punt the football away or kick a field goal or, you know, just, you know, however the situation may occur.
Now, you had mentioned competition, like to see competition in the spring game, and every team, both sides, likes to win. Is there going to be a reward for the winning team in the spring game on Saturday?
There's not necessarily a reward. To me, the biggest reward is going to be the camaraderie of the team coming together, you know, playing against each other, you know, competing. And at the end of the day, Emory and Henry got better. You know, the offense is going to do some good things. The defense is going to do good things. Special teams are going to compete. And it's going to be a opportunity for us to culminate and put this whole entire thing from the spring together, you know, to get us to where we want to lead leading into this fall.
Is there a way to induce competition, or is that not needed at all?
I think our guys are, you know, ready to compete. You know, I don't think, you know, I think any athlete, you know, hey, here's your chance to shine. You know, they're going to go out and do it. I don't think necessarily they're going to have to be prompted to, hey, go out and play your butts off. You know, there's going to be some times that, you know, we might do some controlled things where, hey, it's going to be a thud period or something until we actually go live and do those two quarters together. You know, the scale won't be, of course, scale won't be full live, you know, but, you know, when we got those officials out there and we blow that thing, you know, those guys are going to be ready to play.
Well, that's a perfect segment for our next segment. Coming up next, we dive deeper into what the spring game will look like on Saturday. You're listening to Keys to the Game here on WEHC Emory and Wise FM, your home for Emory and Henry football.
At Food Country USA, local sourcing is a top priority, providing customers with local products since 1914. Food Country USA has taken pride in providing quality service and value to our neighbors from the farm.
Welcome back to Keys to the Game here on WEHC Emory and Wise FM. I'm Nick Brown, joined by former Emory and Henry wide receiver Anthony Smith Jr. and the associate head coach of your Wasp, Josh Wellenhofer. Just another reminder that this Saturday, April 6th at 1 p.m., your Wasps will battle it out in the third annual spring game. So make sure you come on out and support your Wasps. If not, you can hear it, and Anthony and I will be on the call for the game at 1 p.m. All right, Coach, every coach does its spring game a little differently than the next coach. What exactly will the format of the game look like on Saturday?
So what we'll do is we'll come out of the locker room about 12:30 and we'll get stretched out and, you know, we'll do some individual drills, you know, by position coach. Then we'll probably get into a little bit of scale, you know, the receivers and the quarterbacks, you know, together against the DBs. And then the offensive line and the defensive line, you know, we'll probably get together a little bit and do some pass pro one-on-ones. From there, we might do some controlled special team situations. And then I would say at 1 o'clock, we'll be ready to kick it off. And, you know, we're probably going to look at playing, you know, two halves. You know, we'll have the ones versus the ones, the twos versus the twos. And, you know, then we'll sprinkle in guys here and there. And, you know, then we might change rotations up a little bit so we can see guys versus other personnel. And, like I said, from that point on, you know, depending on the situation on fourth down, you know, if it's fourth and short, maybe we'll go for it on offense. You know, if it's fourth and long, of course, we'll probably punt it away. And if we're close enough to kick a field goal, we'll try to put 3 points on the board that way. So, you know, but just going to be exciting time just to be able to have some officials out there, you know, be able to call holding on both sides, offsides, you know, pass interference, you know. Because, you know, when you're in a practice situation on, you know, depending on what the call is, the offense thinks it's a PI and the defense doesn't, you know. So having some referees out there will be a great way to determine whether that was a penalty or not.
And you mentioned scale twice now in our discussion today. For the listeners out there that don't know that terminology, can you tell them what scale is?
Pass scale is where the quarterbacks and the receivers get together and they'll run combination routes against the defense and certain coverages that they are going to run that week in the game. And it's just an opportunity for us to, you know, be able to get the ball out and let the receiver catch it and make a play, or the DB to, you know, knock it down and try to make a play on his end as well.
And then scale is different from going to be live in the games. What are the different contact rules throughout this Saturday's?
Well, I mean, everything's going to be live except for the quarterbacks, most likely, you know. But up front, I mean, I don't know how you could ever have a practice where it's not live. Those guys are always, you know, banging on each other, you know, every play, you know. But up front, it'll be pretty much nothing different. We will not probably have live chop blocks, but – you know, we don't want to injure our own guys. You know, we want to take care of our own guys. But, you know, it's one of those things where the quarterback, you know, if somebody does come loose, you know, the defender will run around the quarterback and not get around him. And, of course, the referee will at that time will blow the play dead if he feels like that would have been a sack. You know, there are times where the quarterback might throw the ball and, you know, that defensive lineman is two steps away still. And, you know, hey, the quarterback probably would have took a shot there and gotten hit, but the ball would have been away, you know. So, you know, the referee will do a great job in having his discrepancies of what he feels would be a sack. And, hey, the quarterback might have scrambled away there and made a play, you know. But, like I said, we want to be on one of these things where we take care of our own. We don't want to injure each other. And, but at the same time, you know, tackle football is tackle football. And, you know, those guys on defense will be taking our running backs to the ground and receivers after a catch.
Player safety has become such an important part of football, especially in the NFL, but it's making its way down to college. What changes to contact in a spring game have you seen over your football career?
Well, number one up front is, you know, we've always taken out chop blocks, you know, at the line of scrimmage because, you know, fast flowing plays, you know, the offensive linemen can chop and get defenders down. So, you know, as much as we can keep off of, you know, players' knees as possible, that's a big one. You know, in the spring, you know, when you're doing thud periods, you know, you can't have live tackle football every time, but, you know, you thud up and, you know, you just make sure that you are taking that defender on, that defender's taking the offensive guy on from the front. You know, you don't want to have a guy coming from the side and blindside, you know, a player. You know, of course, you know, that's a big part of safety. You know, just teaching proper techniques and making sure your head's up, you know, your head's on the right side of the tackle, things like that are all big things that you try to stress throughout the spring because you want to keep your players healthy. And number one, you want to get through the spring and develop and become a better football team. But the biggest goal is, you know, make sure they're all ready to practice that first day in August.
What are some changes to player safety that you would like to see implemented from a spring game into real life games if you would like to make a change?
Well, that's, you know, that's one of those things. You know, I saw over the NFL, you know, they're putting in the changes to, you know, they're tackling the hip tackle. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, football's football, you know, but at the same time, you want to be smart. You know, in the spring, you definitely, you know, don't ever want to blindside somebody. You want to keep them safe. Are there many other changes that I could see? Of course, you know, you have the horse collar. You know, you want to make sure that you got to be on two planes. You're not pulling the opponent down from the back there, you know. And, you know, you try to implement safety to your players as much as you can.
One final segment on the other side of this break where we will wrap up our spring game discussion with Associate Head Coach Josh Wellenhofer. As always, you're listening to Keys to the Game on WEHC Emory and Wise FM, your station for Emory and Henry football.
Support for this station comes from the Tumbling Creek Cider Company with award-winning hard ciders made from Southwest Virginia apples with a tap room located in the drive-through at the Abingdon Commons, 238 West Main Street. Tumbling Creek Cider Company is Appalachian to the core.
Welcome back to our final segment of Keys to the Game here on WEHC Emory and Wise FM. I'm Nick Brown, joined by former Emory and Henry wide receiver Anthony Smith Jr. and associate head coach of your Wasps, Josh Wellenhofer. Coach, how beneficial is a spring game to a team?
Well, it's an opportunity for them to compete in front of their family, their friends, their college. You know, it's an opportunity for coaches to, hey, we've been practicing on this. Do we like this? Do we want to continue this into the fall? You know, so as a coach and a player, you know, it has its advantages. Of course, like we talked about, it could have disadvantages. You know, unfortunately, if you do have an injury, it's an opportunity where that player might not be able to participate in the fall. But, you know, I think it's a greater good for us to be able to get out there and compete and show each other, you know, hey, this is what we can do offensively. This is what we can do defensively. This is what we can do on special teams. And if we bring all this together, you know, we have a great opportunity in the fall to have a pretty good football team.
And last week, Coach Newsom touched on the fact that the spring as well as the winter is a time to evaluate all the players on the team. What is the biggest thing the coaches are looking for from these players in the spring game?
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, going out there and competing, you know, playing hard. You know, Coach Newsom talks about it all the time, and I'm 100% behind it. You know, is when that opposing team turns on that film, you know, how hard are your players playing? You know, and that's what we want to look for going into this spring. We want to turn that film on Sunday after the spring game and say, man, we might not have executed everything perfectly, but they played hard. Because you can always fix X's and O's, but you can't fix that effort, you know. So, you know, the biggest thing we're going to be looking for is, you know, hey, did they play hard, okay? After that, did they know their assignment? After that, did they execute their assignment? And is this something that we want to continue with going into the fall? You know, those are, I think, all things that you're going to look for to say, hey, I like this or I don't like this. That way we have a better plan heading into August.
Coming into this spring, you guys have added some transfers. And last year, the freshman scout players will also be having a chance to show off what they can offer on the team. What will you be looking to see from those players this Saturday?
Well, this is a big opportunity for them. You know, if you look at our roster right now and you look at the guys that have graduated and, you know, the couple of guys we've lost in the portal, we are, you know, a pretty young football team. You know, basically almost everybody that came in last year redshirted, you mm-hmm. know. So, you know, this is an opportunity for them to shine, for them to show us, hey, in a live situation, hey, I can do this. That way, come on Saturday in August, you know, they can get out there on a Saturday and shine as well. You know, so, you know, for those guys in our roster, it's a big point today, or going into Saturday, because, you know, like I said, we're going to have the chance as coaches to evaluate, hey, they can do it, and we feel very confident in them being able to do it on Saturdays in August.
How different will this roster look like on Saturday compared to that final game last year?
You know, I don't think right now it would be many changes. I mean, we lose, you know, a very good running back. We lost a running back last year. We lost, an offensive lineman, you know, our punter. We lost a couple guys on defense, a corner, you know. So, but, you know, we lost some very good football players, but we did not lose a lot of them. And that's, you know, that's the advantage that I feel like we're going to have going into this next season. You know, we have a lot of guys that are young on the roster who have been developing, and now it's going to be their time to get out there and shine for this upcoming season.
And the spring game is a time for alumni and former players to come back and see guys playing at a sport that they've played before, but it's also time for them to come back and connect with each other. And the team is having an event on Friday ahead of the game. Can you talk a little bit about what that event is?
Yeah, this will be our third year, I believe. It's the Blue and Gold fundraiser. It's an opportunity for anybody that's ever put the WASC uniform on to come back. And it's a fundraiser for our football program. And it's just a great opportunity to bring the alumni back to campus. You know, we have this function on Friday. Then we'll head into the spring game Saturday. And you know, Anthony, you know you played here. I played here. This is a special place for, you know, people loving Emory and Henry football. The alumni here are top-notch. And, you know, I would challenge many Division II schools in our country, you know, to have a fan base like us. You know, it's a great place. On Saturday, it's a great atmosphere. And the fans are what make Emory and Henry what it is, you know. And so it's an exciting opportunity to get them back on campus, our alumni, and, you know, to help let them help out our program as well. And it's just it's a great evening.
How might people get involved? Like, where is it going to be at, and what time will that event be taking place on Friday?
So it's going to be held in this year where we've had so many people in the years past that we're upgrading our facility. We're coming over, we're leaving the field house, and we're going to bring it over to the MCA building here out in the lobby. You know, we'll have food, and then at that time, after food, we'll have some people talk, and then we'll have a silent auction, you know, where it's a great fundraiser for our program, and everything will get started at 6:30 on that Friday.
Okay.
What are some of the items that'll be auctioned off on Friday?
Usually in the years past, we've had, you know, we have our old game helmets that have been signed by former All-Americans, former game jerseys that are signed by our former All-Americans. We have some people that have connections in the NFL. We've had stuff here before from Arthur Motes, you know, who's a great player. We've had things from the NFL from Cam Chancellor, you know, Tyrod Taylor, you know. So those are just some of the items that we've had in the past, and I'm sure they'll be back available this Friday as well.
All right, so we encourage you guys to go back to the Blue and Gold fundraiser if you have ever strapped on the Emory and Henry helmet. But on Saturday, the big game, Coach, here's your last chance to pitch to fans why they should come out on Saturday. What would you tell me if I was a fan and I was on the fence of coming or not?
Well, you're going to see a great environment. You know, it's going to be a great environment. You're going to have great competition. And it's always good to come back and see old teammates and be able to tell stories about what it was like to play for Emory and Henry in the Blue and Gold.
Anthony, you got anything else for Coach?
No, I think that's everything. It is always a great environment for the spring game. There's a lot of competition from both the offense and defensive side. Everybody wants to show out what they can do. The guys that played last year want to show how much better they've gotten. The guys that didn't get a chance to play before like to come out and show that they can compete at a high level, at the Division II level. So it's really exciting for everybody to come out and see what Emory Henry will have to offer this upcoming fall.
Well, thank you, Coach, for sitting down with us. That'll do it for us today for our second spring edition of Keys to the Game. Remember, your Wasp will compete in its third annual spring football game at 1 p.m. this Saturday, April 6th. We hope to see you there, but if not, Anthony and I will be on the call Saturday afternoon here on WEHC, Emory and Wise FM. Of course, if you are a former football player, please go down to Emory and Henry and go to the Blue and Gold fundraiser. A ton of good opportunities to reconnect with people and donate back to the program. We'll be back here next week at the same time, same place, same people for the final spring edition of Keys to the Game, where we will recap the spring game. We thank you, listeners, and all of our underwriters for making this show possible. For Anthony and Coach Wellenhofer, I am Nick Brown. Enjoy your week, fans, and as always, go Wasps and God bless.